Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
As you know, we were talking about in our previous program, a program about the riots that took place, you know, in Baltimore, and that's happened several times in our country, and kind of giving a biblical perspective of what's going on. What do we do? A prophetic perspective. And if you missed our last program, you'll find out how it seemingly it's all connected in regards to how we're responding to God, how we're responding to Israel, and the state of the church. That, you know, where are we in regards to God? And I believe that what we're going to see in the next few months, we're going to see how who we're made of. You know, what is the church like in America? What is America like? The soul. This is going to be times that tests the souls of men's hearts. Tests the soul of America. You know, what we think, what we want, and what we feel. And it's going to be the best of times and the worst of times, but times that test men's souls. And I want to encourage you, as we're talking about these things prophetically on our programs, understand that Jesus is Lord. He is above all, and he is able to do all things. And we're able to do all things through him. And so it's not meant to establish fear, but establish the reality of where we are and what's going on and how we need to react and how we need to respond. And so just be encouraged, and we're going to hopefully, you know, build and explain what's going on. But the first thing I want to talk about in our previous program, we talked about, you know how God is going to bring everybody to Jesus at a certain time. He's going to stand as the king, and he's going to divide the nations from goat nations and sheep nations. If you missed that, you don't have to worry about it. If you did hear it, you know, he's going to have his goats on the left hand and his sheep on the right hand. And I made a statement that said, you know, people that are left on the left hand, you know, left-handed people, left-handed nations, I was referring specifically to those that will be gathered on Jesus' left hand. And if you're left-handed, I want to encourage you. God loves you. It has nothing to do with your right-handed or left-handed, but just want to share you with that. You know, I think about in Baltimore with these riots going on, and this, it isn't just what happened to, you know, Mr. Gray, who was just buried this week, and it's like, what happened in that van ride that caused this young, strong man, you know, his back was broken in the context of that? And to my knowledge, that answer hasn't come out yet, and sometimes it takes a little while for justice, but you know, with these, you add all these things up, and it's just, and we'll talk more about those things in the future. And so our prayers go out to the Gray family and to the people in Baltimore. But I was so encouraged, and I want you to hear, you know, Pastor Jamal Bryant, as he stood up, and the pastors that stood up, you know, and said, you know what, we're going to step in, and we're going to begin to, we can ease this thing down, and we can learn from the pastors of Baltimore, you know, how they stood up. Watch Pastor Jamal Bryant as he spoke up about his city and the people in the city, and it was so important what the pastors did there. Listen up, watch.
And now I introduce to you Pastor Jamal Bryant. Thank you. We are appreciative of the presence of Frederica Gray, whose family is preparing for the funeral in just 48 hours, and would in fact find just enough strength to come and share with those citizens of Baltimore, literally from around the country, to stand with her family, shoulder to shoulder, arm in arm, saying in no uncertain terms, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. A few weeks before Dr. King was assassinated, he said something very striking that rings a chord for what it is that we're seeing on tonight. He said that riots are the voice of the unheard. And I think that what it is that we were able to bear witness to this evening is in fact the echo of so many young people who are frustrated simply because they do not feel that their voices have been heard. They are in fact overwhelmed because they don't have the questions answered, and they feel as if it's the same cycle. I want to say to all of you who are in fact our comrades in the struggle and the pursuit towards finding equality and justice for Freddie Gray, that the sound of justice always sounds louder than the sound of violence. It is our call tonight that we are believing without any contradiction that all of us believe that we want justice and not revenge. Revenge never takes the place of justice. Let me also share that what it is that you witnessed today was not the byproduct of outside agitators as much as it was the fruit of internal frustration. So many people who are trying to figure out, will the cycle of behavior change? Will we get answers? And so we march on in victory, and we march on in the pursuit of justice. As our mayor intonated just moments ago, 99% of those who participated over the last couple of days have in fact handled and carried themselves in a high place of dignity. Tomorrow, houses of faith are going to be open for prayer for those who are in fact grieving because of this loss and because of the perpetual cycle of injustice that seems to plague us. We invite you to please go to any house of worship that is in fact ascribed to your theology. On Monday at 11 o'clock, all of us will in fact be coming together at New Shiloh Baptist Church for the final viewing and funeral services of Mr. Gray. In that interim, let me say to you that we are not asking you not to protest. We're not asking you not to lift your voice. We're not asking you not to, in fact, express your feelings. But the Bible is clear, be angry, but sin not. Rioting and looting will not get us justice, and nor will it turn the tide. We have three different independent investigations taking place, and we're waiting for them with expectation that the answer will, in fact, come back with all clarity that justice will be served, not just to Freddie Gray, but symbolically for all of the families that feel as if they have been wronged and are, in fact, the fruit of the miscarriage of justice. We march forward believing that this little hiccup in time will not put the brakes on the movement. We will continue to march. We will continue to protest. We will continue to lend our discontent. But we will do so in a high level of decency, a spirit of excellence, and the heritage of those who went before us, of the likes of Juanita Jackson Mitchell, Anoya McMillan, Kwaisi Mfuma, Clarence Mitchell Sr., who showed us how it is that you can, in fact, speak truth to power. We follow in that same model because one of the great abolitionists that turned America upside down comes from Maryland, Frederick Douglass, who said power concedes nothing without a demand. And as a consequence, we demand that justice will be served to this family, and we'll move forward hoping and expectation that the due process will serve us well. Thank you so much.
We so thank God for the pastors in Baltimore, and they're setting an example for anybody who calls himself, you know, a minister of the gospel, how that we can stand in instead of sit back and kind of watch what's going on. And I mean, talking about Frederick Douglass and how the right response. And we have on VFNTV.com, you know, how to be a civil Christian in a civil society, which is what he's talking about. And what Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. talked about, and what, you know, Bernice King, of the CEO of King Institute, which is the daughter of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., is talking about. And what, you know, Dr. Avita King, the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., is talking about. We have all that for you. It's time for us to understand, you know, how to be civil Christians in a civil society, because it allows you to be heard. And this is a society, but we have to know how that works. And Dr. King set an excellent example, and this pastor is really letting us know and reminding us about that. You know, John, you know,
yes.
Johnson, so glad to have you with us, that when you're seeing this pastor stand up and what he's saying, and he's, you know, he's talking about, you know, the reality of things, which is so important, because mm-hmm. so often we're always focused, you hear people's debate or their arguments about this one thing right now.
Right.
And it's like, does anybody get it? You know, it's like every single argument has to do with what just happened, that traffic light that just got ran or something. It's like, you know, we're talking about 490 years of injustice here.
That's right.
And people are like, well, that's too big. I don't want to discuss that. But the reality is I am a byproduct of my journey.
Absolutely.
And I like how, you know, this pastor is talking about, you know, he's balancing, you know, justice, and he's, you know, violence doesn't produce that, you know.
It's a key thing that he says, we want justice, not revenge.
Yes.
Revenge doesn't solve anything, but we do want justice, and justice can really only come at the foot of the cross.
Right, right.
You know?
I mean, it's like it's in Isaiah when he says that if you wait too late for justice, if you wait too late, you're bait. Mm. There's so many people that are riding the elevator that's flying down the shaft, you know, rapidly, and they're thinking in their head at the last moment they're going to jump out of the elevator, you know, and they're going to be safe.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth is, you're moving as fast as the elevator's moving, so when you do jump out, you're going to hit the ground as hard as you would if you were in the elevator. Well, if you spend your whole life in darkness and you're not doing what's right before God, you're not going to be able to just jump up all of a sudden and say, I know Jesus and this is what's right. And he says, if you do that, then you're too late, you're bait. But in regards to what he said in that, what he was talking about, he says, no one cries for justice.
Mm.
And, you know, that's where God began to minister to me, because It's easier in society not to cry for justice because nobody messes with you. You just kind of watch, you know, society and life happen. And that's what a lot of people in America do. They go, that's terrible, but they don't share that it's terrible with anybody. Mm-hmm. And I realized that, you know, just like, you know, Rick Joyner, Morningstar Ministries, was told by the Lord, if you don't help others in their time of injustice, you will experience the same thing. And I don't want to wait too late. I want God does, he is a just God. And just like Dr. King said, he says that the river, you know, of justice just flows from the throne room of God. He's quoting scripture when he talked about that, you know, the river of God. And so it's important for the church to stand up like these ministers did. And if there's injustice, you know, anywhere, there's injustice everywhere. You know, if some one man's experiencing injustice, we're all experiencing injustice. Mm. And you think about this, of all the things that when the disciples, or when the disciples of John the Baptist, before Jesus was baptized, they were hearing John talk, and they said, you know, John, what do we need to do? And you know what he said? He said things like, you know, if you got two shirts, give one away. You know, if you got some extra food, give it away. You know, it helps some people out. And think about today's gospel and the thing that's being taught. And you're hearing people basically say, I got mine, you get yours, you know, and you don't matter to me. In God's kingdom, everybody matters. And if there's injustice in America, and there is, you know, we as the church, not as Americans, not as, you know, Republicans, Democrats, as Christians, you know, we are obligated and should care about injustices that are taking place in society. And if we hear what people are saying, you know, despite some things that we're seeing, then we can go to that person and begin to remedy that. There is hope. I believe good things are going to happen, but it's going to be a real tough time, you know, getting through these things.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.